For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Meet Jacob. I can't tell you his last name because I don't know it, and I couldn't tell you if I did. But Jacob is an up-and-coming motivational speaker. He talks a lot about influence and personal potential in the vein of John Maxwell, teaches Christian and secular classes on spirituality, and has a college degree.
Well, I got dropped off at Broad River when I first came down. They sentenced me to 15 years.
In case you missed any of that, Jacob is behind bars, which because of privacy issues is why I can't tell you his last name. He started at Broad River Correctional, a maximum security prison in Columbia, and wended his way through the South Carolina Department of Corrections until he ended up here, just about 15 years later. Here is the chair directly next to me in the warden's office at Manning Reentry and Work Release Center. This is a decidedly minimum security space aimed at getting incarcerated men back into society when their prison times are up. Jacob has used his time at the Kirkland and Manning facilities to reinvent himself and to help other inmates find their potential for being good people once they get outside.
3 years ago, my professor had a hard time putting me out in front of a class. I turn red, I stutter, and now I'm trying to jump up on chairs and get in somebody's face to inspire them and motivate them to do something different with their life. If they see the transformation in me, they know it's possible for them.
Key to reinventing yourself, Jacob says, is having someone have faith in you. It's why he counts himself among the fortunate for having come to Manning. This facility's suite of courses and programs center on teaching pre-release inmates how to live and thrive as members of the community at large.
85% of the people who come to prison will be released in 5 years, and they'll be sitting in the community next to you. And who do you want sitting next to you?
Nina Walker Staley is the former warden at Manning. She's now SCDC's Deputy Director of Programs, Reentry, and Rehabilitative Services.
Do you want someone who has come in and been given opportunities like this, where they're allowed to participate in programs, meaningful programs, get certifications, become peer leaders among each other, respect each other? If they can respect themselves and respect the people that they work, that they live among, then they're going to respect the neighbors and the community once they get out. We want to make our community safer.
By the time Jacob got to Manning, he had already found solace in Christianity and had used it to counsel new inmates. But he also studied religious scholarship from prison through Columbia International University, or CIU, and he went door-to-door to talk with inmates who were just starting their sentences.
When you get door-to-door, you're talking to men at the lowest point of their lives. They just come down, some's only down for a year, some's down for a life.
That makes them open to hearing out anybody willing to talk to them, Jacob says. So it's important that inmates wield that power responsibly. Over his time in SCDC custody, Jacob says he's seen what having the genuine opportunity to grow can do for men that society often overlooks.
The blessing here is I've got to watch people come in through R&E. Now I'm at a re-entry and get to watch them go out. So those seeds I got planted from not only myself, but the hundreds of CIU graduates before me and after me, they get watered, then they come here and I get to help cultivate it.
Over the past 3 years, SCDC has intensified its efforts to change how it contributes to a healthier society. Much of that push has its roots here in Manning, where programs often tackle everyday issues that most of us take for granted. How to open a bank account, for example, or how to dress for a job interview, which Manning provides clothes for, thanks to donations to a fashion hall that Manning has dubbed well-suited. During a recent tour of Manning, Staley explained the impact of nice clothes on the men who wear them out the door.
I remember one man put on a suit. He had been incarcerated for like 30 years or so, and he had never had a suit on. And he just broke down crying. And the day that he walked out, he said, "My grandchild sees me, and they can see me without this uniform and see me looking like a man. It's going to be a great day." If a man feels good about himself, everything else falls in play.
It's not just about making a man feel good about how he looks, of course. Life at Manning is meant to give these men direction, which sometimes means heading back to slay the very monsters that helped land them in jail to begin with.
I'm hoping that the day oldest is the opportunity there when I get out.
This is George. He's also about to be released from Manning, and he's been studying how to be a counselor through DEOTIS. That's the South Carolina Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services. George says he's grateful for Manning's more compassionate environment, which has allowed him to see what real life on the outside will be like once he gets back to it.
I think that just the interaction that you can have with the staff here is better for you, because when you're on higher level yards, you're not interacting with staff as much here, and they're approachable here. So it's preparing you to deal with people, regular people, you know.
As a fallback to his plans to work for Deotis, George has carpentry, another skill he learned at Manning. He says he's weighing his options and is grateful to this place, to this prison, for giving him options to weigh.
I just like Manning. I think, in my opinion, this is probably one of the best ones. But I don't know of any other yard that's given the opportunity that we have here. And that's just the truth on that.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.